Good morning. We are continuing Chayodim Hechushah B'Slim Nikla Yodalit, and I want to go back and touch on a topic which would be relevant from what we learned to be towards the beginning of this cloud when you talk about eating grapefruits on Shabbos. So grapefruits go into the second category; they're not zaysim in an oven. So the skita, according to most poskim, is not going to be deraisa. So a person is given a cut grapefruit, a half of a grapefruit to eat, whether the sections have been cut or he has to dig out each section. As he's digging out, there's a certain amount of schita which is taking place. So is that schita going to be problematic? After the person eats the wedges which come out, there's some of the flesh of the grapefruit which is left on the sides, which he wants to dig out with his a spoon, and then again he's going to be squeezing liquid out as he does that. So is that a problem of schita? No situations. So in the Shmir Shabbos Gilchus assumes that it's not going to be a problem of schita. He says, first of all, we're dealing with something which is Deidrabonon. The schita in these cases is Deidrabonon, number one. Number two, he's doing schita kalachar yad. That's not a normal way. If you would want to squeeze a grapefruit to get his liquid, you would not do it by putting a spoon and scraping against the side. You would use some type of a juicer or something of that sort, or you would squeeze it by hand, but you wouldn't stand there with a spoon and start digging out pieces of it, etc. It's a Dabar Sheni Miskaven. Trade Rabbanon, so that's not his intent to do that. Number one, he says that a second argument, the liquid which comes out many times absorbs back into the fruit, so it's like it goes back into the oichel. So that is going to be the approach of the Shmir Shabbos Kichos. There are poskim that disagree. The Rabbi Yamin Zilber says that it's only going to be mutter if the person at the end does not use the liquid which comes out. Liquid which comes out really mashin shazava, which comes out from the liquids which are derabonim, the mashin which come out is not usur. But over here he was involved in it. It might make it a psikresha denichale, so then he's, even though it's a Dabar Sheni Miskaven, it's a psikresha denichale because he wants to drink the liquid which comes out. And again, the Shmir Shabbos Kehilchos holds that the liquid which comes out is mutter. He does not concern about this problem, this concern of psikresha denichale, because he's not doing it for that purpose. The main purpose why you're doing the skita, so why would the skita be, the liquid be mutter? You're doing skita and you're causing it to come out. But he's not doing it for the purpose of getting the liquid. He's doing it for the purpose of getting the fruit. So this goes on to the category of the concept of kvashim and shlokas, where a person is squeezing out the liquid, the tzarcha of the pri. Even though we said the lacha by kvashim and shlokas, it's not limited to the kvashim and shlokas. It applies to any fruit which a person is squeezing out in order to use the fruit. So the normal scenario you picture is a case where a person is intentionally squeezing it because it's too liquidy. Over here, it's the only way you can get the fruit is by pressing over here. So this is considered a example of doing schita to benefit the fruit. This is Rosh Zalman's argument over there. It's Dabar Sheni Miskaven by psikresha by trade rabbanon, and the person's intent, it's not worse than a person would actively intend to do that because he wants to do it not for the tzarech of the liquid but the tzarech of the fruit itself. Now he can't actively squeeze any of the liquid out for the purpose of getting the liquid. That's going to be usur. So we have multiple arguments why there's going to be mutter. That being said, there are poskim which are machmer on it. But that is a good argument to say that one the Shmir Shabbos Hilchos argument, that one could dig out the fruit on the side, one could use the liquor which comes out afterwards, and it will not be a problem. Have a good day.